I made the mistake of watching that terrible game on Thursday. Now, I can tell you why I did it, because at this point, no one expects the Thursday game to be anything other than a sloppy comedy of errors. I did it because the Jets have perfected comedy of errors. And after last year and this offseason, the Jets have become must-see television. You don't want to miss this year's butt fumble. This game fucking pissed me off. The entire goddamn thing was close-ups of Tom Brady throwing temper tantrums when his receivers dropped a pass. Listen, I know Pretty Boy Bouchon has a fucking poo-poo platter at wide receiver. I wouldn't trust those guys to catch the clamp. But why does their sucking give Brady a free pass to being a spiraling douchebag in Uggs? I seem to remember the fucking first Thursday night game of 2012, in which the Bears' own Jay Cutler took umbrage at the failures of his offensive line and took it out on the late, unlamented Jamarcus Webb. You know what happened next? A wave of sanctimonious condemnation by America's sports writers so vast and overwhelming that if it had come off Lake Michigan, it would have drowned Chicago. He got savaged, ripped apart, pissed on, and it's still happening. Can you honestly tell me that the play of his offensive line, and Webb in particular, wasn't as bad, if not worse, in that Green Bay game as Brady's crew of handless pass catchers? Yeah, I suppose Brady didn't shoulder check Aaron Dobson, but look at the fucking headlines on Friday. Will patience pay off for Brady and the Pats? Tom Brady wasn't thrilled Thursday, but it was a win. If Tom Brady and not much more. Are you kidding me? And it's not like this is a one-time Brady tantrum. The fucker does this all the goddamn time. I get it. People hate Jay. And sure, he hasn't won any fucking Super Bowls. But fucking sportsmanship, especially as defined by crusty Field of Dreams revering that's how the game should be played asshole sports writers, shouldn't change depending on the star power of the fucking player. The way they idolize sportsmanship, you'd think it was engraved on stone tablets and has the power to melt the faces off Nazis. Yet every time Cutler grimaces, there's another condemnation. And every time Brady yells at a receiver, it's like an angel got its fucking wings. I just wish someone would call him out for being a douche nozzle. A winning douche nozzle, admittedly, but still a fucking douche nozzle all the same. This is America. All dicks are supposed to be created equal.